Good morning. Temperatures have cooled off into the 50s in many locations across interior New York and New England, and we still have a little bit of fog in spots, not as widespread as yesterday morning. Still, though, visibilities could be down in a few places, and that could slow down the morning drive for a few folks. But it does look like most of us will start off dry and comfortably cool before temperatures start to rebound off our morning lows. Some high to mid-level clouds will spill in from the west and north, and it looks like we will have a fair amount of cloud cover mixed with sunshine from time to time today. Still enough sun to make it through the 60s, and most places will top out in the lower 70s today for afternoon highs. High pressure will keep it dry into the night tonight in most spots. However, a warm front approaching from the south and west may touch off just a passing shower. Overnight lows will be milder and generally in the 60s. This higher starting point will set us up for a milder day on Friday with a developing south to southwest wind flow ahead of a strong cold front. Readings will push well into the 70s and even to near 80 with some sunshine in spots on Friday. Otherwise, skies will generally cloud over ahead of the front, and there is the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm by the end of the day. The risk of showers and thunderstorms will increase as we head into the evening and overnight hours on Friday as that cold front passes through. Some of the storms could be on the stronger side with heavy downpours and strong gusty winds. After the front passes by, we'll start a drying trend late Friday night and into Saturday morning. A cooler, more autumn-like air mass will build in behind the front for the weekend. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, and high temperatures will bounce back into the upper 60s to around 70, and readings will drop back into the 40s for overnight lows by Sunday morning. Sunday's highs will stay in the 60s as well, a few spots touching 70 with mostly sunny skies. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level trough is forecast to move through the northern U.S. through the end of the week. At the surface, a front stretched across the Intermountain West, Central Plains, and mid-Mississippi to Ohio Valley will not move much today, but pick up some speed tomorrow as a surface low strengthens and moves through the Central Plains, upper Midwest, and into Canada. The upper-level trough and the front will both support rain and storms forming across the northern Great Basin into the northern and central plains and eventually the upper Midwest. The heaviest rain will be across parts of the northern plains and upper Midwest through today. There is a slight risk of excessive rainfall and flash flooding in those areas, and flash flood watches are in effect. Additionally, the Storm Prediction Center has an enhanced risk of severe weather highlighted for portions of the upper Midwest. Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 19E has formed in the Gulf of California and is expected to move into northwestern Mexico. The moisture plume from this system will lead to heavy rain across the southwest today. A slight risk of excessive rainfall is in place through the afternoon and evening, and flash flood watches are also in effect. A cold front developing from the strengthening low across the plains, plus the very moist air continuing to stream in, will lead to rain and thunderstorms for the southern plains by tonight. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 43 degrees with a northwest wind at 13 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, fog and 11 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 49, 72% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.15 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo partly cloudy with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 75 degrees, the low 60, the average temperature 68, that's 7 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.65 inches for the month, which is 1.67 inches above normal, and 29.91 inches for the year, which is 1.78 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low 50, the record high 90 set in 1946, and the record low 30 in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 6:40 a.m., sunset this evening 6:56 p.m., 12 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy, just the risk of a shower tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy, just the risk of a shower tonight, lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, seasonably warm with increasing humidity, a late-day shower or thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms likely Friday evening and overnight, with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, pleasant and cooler, also breezy out of the northwest with highs near 70. Mostly sunny, upper 60s on Sunday. Monday, increasing clouds in the upper 60s, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms again on Tuesday and Wednesday with highs climbing into the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.